The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The presidential campaign, of course, in full swing as well. Many out there looking forward to voting, I'm sure, on October 24th. Not everybody will get to vote, though, because postal voting in this country is still quite restrictive. And Evelyn Cormacan contacted us here on The Hard Shoulder because she's not going to be able to vote, and she joins me now. Evelyn, tell us about your situation.
My situation is I'm normally excited and looking forward to voting and watching all of the debates and everything that's happening around it. But this year, I'll be away on the presidential election a day. I'll be out of the country. And unfortunately, we don't have the option for a postal vote or a proxy vote or any, you know, anything that would support that. And I just wonder, you know, I imagine there are lots of other people who face the same issue who are away on the election day and, you know, don't have that option either. So I think it's, you know, it's something that maybe needs to be addressed and there needs to be a bit more flexibility on. I suppose in addition to that, you know, the timing is quite, it's going to be another issue because it falls on the Friday before bank holiday weekend, which, you know, is traditionally a weekend where lots of people travel and head away for an early break. So I imagine there are a lot more people out there who won't be near the polling stations on the day either.
And was there ever a possibility, Evelyn, that you could change plans? I'm not suggesting you should, but is it something you thought about in order to stay home and vote?
In this situation, I didn't know. It's not really an option.
And were you disappointed then when you realised there was going to be this clash when the date was announced?
I was so disappointed. And, you know, talking to colleagues and friends of mine, you know, similarly, they just discovered when they looked at their calendar and looked at the date of the election that it clashes.
Well, Ryan O'Mara is with us as well, the Fianna Fáil TD. Ryan, maybe catch us up before we talk about what might change or what could change. What are the rules about people voting early or voting abroad?
So I guess the postal vote is available in certain circumstances, but Evelyn's is one of those circumstances in which obviously it is not available, and that is very disappointing. So we're looking at cases where full-time members of the Defence Forces, members of An Garda Síochána, diplomats who were abroad at the time, but also people who, due to illness or disability, mightn't be able to get to a polling station can also get a postal vote. There are a couple of other examples there as well. And there is also grounds on a person's safety that where their information is restricted and they're kept anonymous on a register that they can vote by post as well. So there are limited circumstances, important ones, but too limited, I believe, in ways. I'm getting it from quite a few constituents. Evelyn's case, the exact same. I have a constituent emailing me, and it's one of the reasons that I've submitted a parliamentary question to the minister on it and have been raising this issue because of the amount of constituents coming to me at the moment who have holidays planned or they're going away for a wedding or something else is on and planned for a long time before they knew the date of polling day and now will not be able to do it. I don't think that's right. I don't think that it's acceptable that if you're out of the country for a short period of time that you miss the opportunity to have your voice heard. And it is something that I would have experienced last year, having fought and won two elections, both the locals and the general election. The amount of people that have plans made, especially the locals and Europeans, generally come summertime, end of May, start of June, people have holidays booked and planned, and that's it, they're going ahead with them. And because they were away for a short period of time, all of a sudden they have no say in who's going to run their county council, who's going to represent them in Europe, or who's going to be their representative in Dáil Éireann for the next 5 years.
And who? How does it compare? How does our situation, Ryan, compared to other countries? Maybe set aside the states, they're very kind of liberal. You can vote weeks and weeks in advance of an election before the campaign even gets underway, really. But in terms of Europe, are we an outlier?
It's mixed across Europe, but there are instances here of polling stations being set up. Say, for example, we obviously have quite a large Polish community and polling stations are set up for anyone that wants to avail of the vote who's living here. Obviously, it is a different situation to someone being away on holidays. But there are other countries that allow for a more liberal type of voting system than I think our very conservative and constricted one. And there are clear examples across Europe, across the globe, of where it's possible to do it. Or vote earlier, or vote in an embassy if you are abroad, and those options. It's we're certainly not reinventing the wheel here. That's for sure.
I'm trying to think of what the rationale might be against it. Some might raise concerns about the integrity of the ballot. I don't know that maybe in transit is there possibility for manipulation, that type of thing.
Yeah, but look at that. You're already able to vote by postal vote if you meet those circumstances. So the same argument could be used against those.
So we should withhold it or get rid of it altogether, Ryan?
Absolutely not. My argument is that we should expand it. But the argument, you know, that's an argument people could make against a postal vote in any country. But we're not reinventing the wheel. I think we're just trying to get a bit of cop on into the situation here. I have emails coming from constituents, one in particular, who is very exercised about this issue, saying that she has never missed either a presidential, a general, local or referenda since she turned 18. She's away, is very disappointed. Feels very let down by a system that has, as she said herself, worked all her life, paid her taxes, very involved in her community and wants to have her voice heard as she always has, but can't in this presidential election because she happens to be away and was planned to be away for a long time.
Evelyn, will you feel a little removed? Obviously, geographically, you'll be removed. You won't be here when it happens. But even as you watch it all play out and you watch the count happen and then we go to the transfers and we're counting again, will it all feel maybe a little less exciting because you're less engaged having not voted?
Well, I'd still be interested and I'd still be, I suppose, involved in listening to what's happening, albeit, you know, while I'll be away. But I think it is worth mentioning, just as Mark said earlier, there is early voting actually on the islands. Some of the islands have a day before.
That's true. Would you believe I flew with the Air Corps out to Tory for local and Europeans, I think it was, maybe in 2014, to witness them voting the day before everybody else. So I'm well aware of that fact. So we do it, we just don't do it for everyone. And I guess, Evelyn, that brings us back to you. You would like, if we extend it...
Absolutely. And I think, just I suppose, there are very good measures in place to ensure that the integrity of the system is not compromised, you know, at the elections or at any... referendum, that people's names are being crossed off the list as they voted. So there isn't, you know, an issue with regard to voting twice. And I imagine the postal, you know, people are crossed off when they send in their postal votes as well. So one would expect it should be fairly straightforward.
Ryan, what's the political appetite, do you suspect, amongst your colleagues to change this? It strikes me as the type of thing that, you know, people might broadly agree with, and then because the election happens, we all kind of forget about it then until it's too late to do it for the next one.
It's something that comes up around elections, absolutely. And as I said, having fought two elections last year, you can be on a door for quite some time fighting your case, winning the person over. They agree to give you the number one, then ask you when polling day is, and you both find out together that they're away on it. So it's frustrating as a candidate when that happens too. So yeah, there is work ongoing in this area. And Commissioner Tauchon has a research programme from 2024 to 2026. It was published in July last year, and that includes a commitment to examining the issue of postal voting. The response that I got from the minister is that the minister and his department will consider those recommendations when they come to them. I would most definitely be calling for the expansion of the postal vote for people who are temporarily out of the country come a general election, a local election, presidential, European or a referenda, so they can have their say.
Okay.
Ryan O'Mara, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much. Thank you as well to Galway business owner and Galway resident Evelyn Cormack. And 087 1400 106, if you've got a view on liberalising the rules around the postal vote, I'd like to hear it. On the postal vote, my husband, who is now retired from the Defence Forces after leaving, got a postal vote and a polling card to vote locally. Needless to say, he only voted once. This was after chasing up his old job on numerous occasions to get it sorted. So just one view in, or rather that's just one of the views in, I should say, on the postal vote.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.